With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump will host Ahmad al-Sharaa for talks, a first-ever visit by a Syrian president to the White House. The meeting's expected to take place November 10th. He met with al-Sharaa in Saudi Arabia in May in what was the first encounter between the two nations' leaders in 25 years, and one that could serve as a turning point for Syria as it struggles to emerge from decades of international isolation. The president is putting Nigeria on notice for its persecution of Christians.
The president says Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria and that his administration will designate the West African nation as a country of particular concern. That designation does not necessarily mean that sanctions will be imposed, but is one step ahead of that. The president writes in a social media post that radical Islamists are responsible for the mass slaughter of thousands of Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Military leaders have ordered the National Guard to develop a quick reaction force.
A set of memos circulated this month directs National Guard units in all 50 states and U.S. territories to train a contingent of soldiers to deal with civil disturbances and riots, and to have them ready to deploy with just hours' notice. The specialized course includes the proper use of batons, body shields, stun guns, and pepper spray, all part of his vision of a muscular role for the military in his crackdown on illegal immigration and crime in U.S. cities. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republicans upset, angry, and ready for a fight. It's been learned that the Biden administration was behind Arctic Frost, a huge spy operation that sought to learn more about the activities of conservative organizations and GOP politicians. Will Smith homered in the 11th inning after Miguel Rojas connected for a tying drive in the ninth. The Dodgers beat the Toronto Blue Jays to win the World Series. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on religion and culture.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that a lot of people feel that their spiritual beliefs are in conflict with the way life is lived in the United States. According to Pew, 58% of Americans say their religious views are at odds with mainstream culture. And that number is a big jump from just last year when only 48% felt this way. In the year 2000, it was 42%. Meanwhile, most people also believe that religion is gaining influence in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Russia is one of many major industrialized countries that's grappling with a shrinking and aging population, with President Vladimir Putin viewing it as a threat to national security. Experts say it's a legacy of the Soviet era when abortion was treated like contraception and many women terminated multiple pregnancies. Putin is advancing pro-life laws in an effort to raise the Russian birth rate. He has said that he wants to see a return to a time when women had 7, 8, and even 9 children. This is SRN News. Trade talks with Canada appear to be off. More from Bill Alexander.
President Trump said on Friday the United States and Canada will not restart trade talks, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney apologized to him for an Ontario political ad using former President Ronald Reagan, saying tariffs spell disaster. Trump says he likes Carney a lot, but what they did was wrong. The White House insists the ad was just the latest in a string of problems between the two countries.
The Paris prosecutor says two new suspects have been handed preliminary charges for their alleged involvement in the crown jewels heist at the Louvre Museum. A 37-year-old suspect was charged with theft by organized gang and criminal conspiracy. The other, a 38-year-old woman, accused of being an accomplice. They both denied involvement. Officials said the jewels have not been recovered. Warren Buffett's company's profits improved thanks to a relatively mild hurricane season and more paper investment gains for Berkshire Hathaway. More at SRNnews.com.